Halishuch Chelik Beis Shin Samech Tes, the fourth chapter entitled Tefilas Shemone Esrei. In the first Vad, Bechidushei Rabbeinu Chaim Mibrisk Bilchois Tefila, Chidushei Rabbeinu Chaim Soloveitchik in the Halachos of Tefila, Mevaer Shishnan Shetei Kavanos Batefila. We discussed this already in the first volume. He explains that there are two distinct Kavanos in Tefila. Number one, Hakavana Beferush Amilois. First of all, to be aware of the meaning of the words. That kavana of understanding the words is me'akev, it's indispensable only in the first bracha of the Amidah. Then ba'kavana shel ma'aseh tefila. Rav Chaim says this kavana that has to do with the act of davening. That's indispensable throughout all the brachos. Bazeu meteretz satira b'divrei Rambam ayin sham. Rav Chaim, in his context, he uses this notion to explain some apparent contradiction in the Rambam. But this is crucial. Devarav kedoshim ma'amidim esen al mahus inyan tefila. The words of Rav Chaim give us an insight into the essence of tefila. He speaks about ikar ma'aseh tefila, not just the meaning of the words, but there's a kavona which is indispensable throughout the Amidah, which is called ma'aseh tefila. The ikar of that is la'amoy difnei Hashem Yisbarach, that a person is conscious of that. He is aware that he is standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called ma'aseh tefila. Hakavana b'firush amilois. Obviously, then to understand the meaning of the words, hikavana shniya legabei etzim ma'aseh tefila. It's a secondary kavana in comparison to ma'aseh tefila. Obviously. Yitachenifo, therefore it's possible shadam ein yodei pirush amilois. These are extreme cases. It's possible that a person would not know the actual meaning of the words. He is conscious that he's standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He would have ma'aseh tefila, the act he would have. In contrast, quite possibly a person understands the words and reflects on them, doesn't have this consciousness, awareness that is standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'az ein kan ma'aseh tefila. Then there's no act of tefila over here. U'machshavoy sabi nenei brachois. All the thoughts that are going through his head about the brachois, the meaning of the words, etc. And ulai begin the Torah. They might fall under the rubric of Torah. Ach enan begin tefila. They certainly don't constitute tefila. With that introduction, lech chazi ma'am adabar. Of course, a phrase from Chazal. Go and see how the masses behave. Simas libam shel rei bnei adam batefila hi leferushan shel tevois tefila. What people, the majority of people, pay attention to in tefila is the meaning of the words. That's what they mean if they say that they have kavana or they're struggling for kavana. They're talking about the meaning of the words. Be'oid shehakavana lemaaseh tefila einah berura kol kach. Whereas the kavana for maaseh, the act of the tefila, is not at all clear. V'ulai bichlal notinah das aleh. Quite possibly, the person bichlal didn't pay attention to it whatsoever, is not aware of it at all. Bavadim abayim ezaz Hashem, in the coming vadim. Deilech bederch hafucha. We're going to go from the end backwards. V'nasok batechila bakavana shel maaseh tefila. We're going to deal not with the words, but initially we're going to deal with the concept of the act of tefila. Afterwards, we'll pay attention especially to the kavanah of the first bracha in terms of the words, shehi le'ikuva, as we said above, that is indispensable. Finally, inyanim rabim shel tefila nisbaru b'sefer alei shur chelek alef b'chol arba'as she'arav. So many concepts of tefila were explained in alei shur throughout the volume, in the first volume. V'lo nechazo alehim kan, we're not going to repeat them. Milvad sugya achas anitzeches lanu po, with the exception of one sugya that we need for our purposes over here. Vad sheini. Bar da'as mivin ki le'amida nochach pnei Hashem yishnan hakdamois. The bar da'as will understand that this concept of standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires certain hakdamois, certain preparations, certain prerequisites. Ki anu tzechim liskonen aleh, one has to prepare for this. It seems, says the author, that the first preparation, the first prerequisite is as follows. A Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf Hey. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shon bar Rabbi Havu Yasvei. Posach Chad Minay veOmar, one of them said, Hamispalel tzarich shiten einav lemata. The Mispalel has to direct his gaze downward, so to speak. Shenema vayu einai velibi sham kol yamim. It's a posuk that where Hashem indicates is looking at Beis Hamikdash from above, My eyes will be there. V'chad omar, the other one said, ha-mispalel tzir shichavenes liboy lemala. The mispalel has to direct his heart upwards. Shneema, another pasuk, nisa levaveinu el kapayim. At the hachi, also Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yosei Gabayu. So in the meantime, while discussing this, Rabbi Shimon ben Yosei came, omalu bema askitu, what are you dealing with? Amru le bitfila, we discussed in tfila. Amarlu, kach omar abba. This is what my father said, Rabbi Yosei. Ha-mispalel tzir shiten einav lemata veliboy lemala. Combination. The mispalel has to direct his gaze, his eyes downwards, and his heart upwards. Kadesh iskemushne mikoyz alalu to fulfill both of these pesukim. Harif al brachos perikay mevig marazay. The Rif cites this gemara in his commentary to brachos. V'shamavay Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah on the Rif explains as follows: Tzarich shiten einav lemata veliboy lemala. That seems to be the conclusion to fulfill both pesukim: eyes downwards and his heart upwards. In order to direct one's gaze downwards, he has to be up there. So it's as if he is now in Shamayim. Meaning, to be in Shamayim, one has to cast off all the... I don't remember the word. One has to cast off the Tanugei Olam Hazeh, all the thoughts that go around these issues of Olam Hazeh. כעניין שברו הקדמונים, like the early authority said, כשתרצה לכוון, when you wish to be מכוון, פשט גופך מעל נשמסך. Strip off your body from your נשמה. That's his commentary. Says the author, דברי רבינו יונה בכאן לכאורה הם אומרים לקדמונים ולא אלינו. Initially, when we look at this, his words seemingly are directed to ancient generations, not to us, כתני הדרס הרחוקים, מאויד מפרישוס, to us, this concept of stripping off our gashmius, they appear very remote, these words. But just stop for a moment, let's think. To us, the Creator is not a philosophical concept. This is a fantastic phrase. You don't come near to Kadosh Baruch Hu by turning him into a sugya. Whether it's a nigla or nistar, but if you turn a kadosh into a sugya, that's not what we're talking about. Who is barach eish oichila? That's a pasuk. Yeah, that says Hashem is like a consuming fire. Chai v'kayam. We say this many, many times in our davening. Noira v'ayoyim, awesome. V'uchai ke'az ken atam. He is chai. V'gam al adam b'dorenu iskayev elav. One can't in our generation, even in our generation, one can't excuse oneself. One has an obligation to come close to a kadosh baruch Hu. When a person reflects for a moment on the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bashamayim, Harei Keilu Emet Bashamayim Mamash. It's as if he's standing in Shamayim. Rachoik Me'oid Me'olam HaKatan V'Tanugav HaKtanim. Very distant from the small world and its trivial pleasures. Na'alam Me'oid Me'al Laguf V'Hana'i Sav. Very much exalted above, again, the trivial pleasures of the Guf. Hein emes, it is true. Gadol ha'adam me'oid be'isasha. At that moment, the individual is very great. Ve'ein kan machshava ba'alma. Again, it's not a sugya. It's not just a thought. Yeah, I'm now in Shamayim. No. Ela chavaya pnimis. We're talking about an inner experience. Shelo al nakel magim elea, which is not achieved easily. Ach ein shum safek ba'olam. At the same time, there's no doubt whatsoever. Ki gam ha'adam bedoireinu, even a person in our generations, can ascend, can experience such an experience, im omnam bikirvase b'reyu chofetz, if indeed he desires closeness to the Creator. Zoi ha'akdama rishona la'amida lefnei Hashem. That's the first hakdama, that's the first prerequisite for standing before Hashem. Levateil lish'asa tefila kol ta'anugei ha'olam ha'anai seguf. For that time of davening, to negate all the pleasures, all the attractions of this world and the body, mamash kmo isur chametz me'erev Pesach l'meachag. Just like when it comes to chametz from erev Pesach l'meachag, she'e beval yera'ev alimatzeh. Person mevatel it completely. There's no room for chametz in his life at all. It's null and void. Zoi ha'islamdus l'maaseh. So this is the actual practical exercise li'inyan gadol zeh for this great concept of liboy lemala. The direct one's heart upwards as if he's standing in Shamayim. Ulam ha'ever lichyos tamid b'matzav zeh nitan rak l'malach. To live constantly at that level, well, that's for the malachim. We that's not given to us permanently. Ve'acharei ha'tefila harinu chuzrim l'chayei haguf iman ha'yisav u'l'chayei ha'olam hazeh iman ta'anugav. After the tefila, after the davening, we return to the life of the body with its pleasures and olam hazeh with its distractions. And then we can continue understanding Rabbeinu Yoina in that same passage. After a person has reached this level of thought, he should also consider himself standing by the Mikdash, which is below. Through this, his tefillah will be more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The author explains, Zeu einav lemata, this is the explanation of his eyes gazing down, Mishum vayu einav ilvisham kol yomim, based on that pasuk. Meaning, Muchrach adam bishasat vila lisalois ad kilo omid bashamayim. That we said, a person is obligated in the davening to rise to the level is omid bashamayim. Ki lo leizeis, lo leize. If not for this, lo yedav lo yargish lelam yoreis boroi. He will never know, he will never sense an awe for his creator. But after this ascent, he has to come down. As if he's standing Beis Hamikdash, kan ba'aretz. Once again, let's think about this. The very same eyes, which are the agents of chait, this is a paraphrase of what Rashi says in the third paragraph of the Shema, so the eyes which are the agents, the eyes see all the beauty of the world and its pleasures, and then the heart desires. Those same eyes are to see the Beis Hamikdash, and himself standing there, in this world, here. We find ourselves in a holy world, in the closeness of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, here, not in the clouds. Hen al yedia zoi, on this, on the basis of this knowledge, val megama zoi, on the basis of this objective, nuchal yaseh deschayinu gam achrei tom ha'tefila. We can establish our lives even at the end of the tefila. Uchshiganu b'tefila l'nekuda zoi shel kedushas olam, when in the tefila we reach this point of the sanctity of the world, be'emes, like Rabbeinu Yonah says, re'uya tefilaseinu sh'tei retzuya l'yisrael lifnei makoyim. It's, our tefila will then truly be more desirable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In brackets, echoes Bechelek Aleph. This was discussed in the first volume, Amud Shin Yud Ches Shin Yud Tes. Yesh lalu l'islamed l'maseh b'shtei chavanois. We have to practice, to exercise these two chavanois. Ha'inyan harishoin shel bitul ta'anugim v'anois v'shas ha'tfilah. The first one, which we compare to being a battle of chometz, to negate the concepts of ta'anugim for the time of tefillah. Achel me Hashem sefasai tiftach, right from the beginning, at the top, Hashem sefasai tiftach, v'hu yelave oisanu kitzlil dank b'avarchois rishonos. That kavanah, that concept must accompany us like a very subtle melody in the first brachois, at least the first three. Mima shekosav Rabbeinu Yoina, uchshetagia lechavana zoi. From the words of Rabbeinu Yoina, when you manage to reach this, anu lomdim keloi bekalus nagele. It's obvious that it's not going to be easy to reach it. Perhaps in the third bracha, atakadosh, nimtzas hamakom lechazek osam. That's the room. There's room there to strengthen it, to focus on it even more when you speak about kedusha. Kach shebehagienu lebakashis al das teshuvah slicha. So when we get to the next few brachos, the requests for das teshuvah slicha, kvar tuchal yisgaber bekerbeinu. Already there will strengthen within us hakmiyah lemalois ve'anois ruchanius, the yearning for the spiritual levels and achievements. Amal shel kama v'chama shavuos yinidrash. Toil for a number of weeks will be necessary. Kol yom b'svilas shmoneseh achas. Each day in one amida. Ad shenuchal l'islamed u'lisagel b'chavana zoi. Until we find it possible, until we accustom ourselves in this kavana. Achar kach ninaseh l'islamed b'chavana sheniyah. Then there's exercise for the second kavana. Az nishtadel etzel atzmenu b'agenu l'Yerushalayim Yircha. That exercise is when we get to that bracha, Yerushalayim Yircha, to try to imagine to ourselves ki'ilu anu amdim b'Beis Hamikdash, as if we are standing in Beis Hamikdash, b'makom hanekudash el adam, it's the holiest place on earth. Unvakesh misham al binyanoy. There, standing by the Mikdash, we ask for its rebuilding, val chazaras ha-shechina elav bimhera, and that the Shechina should return to it very quickly. Ad shikalet ziyuza belibenu, it'll take, until this image is fixed in our hearts, yegam ketzoch bislamdus memusheches, it'll take a long time to practice this. Kama gadelu esek ha-tfila, the involvement in tfila is so great. Hare chazal himlitzu al ha-tfila, pasuk, chazal, use the following pasuk to refer to tefillah. It's a pasuk in Tehillim Yud Beis, Kerum Zulus Livnei Adam. Chazal comment in Brachos Davav, Dvarim Hoimdim Berum Oilam. Tefillah is something that stands at the peak, at the apex of the world. It's right there at the top. Uvnei Adam Mezalzelim Bayim. But people neglect it, they treat it lightly. V'omar al zemaran harapsim chazisal mikyam, the ultimate mikyam used to say about this, Ha'adam ha'isek batefila, the person involved in tefila, who oimed berum olam, he is at the peak of the world. It's not the words. The person is at the peak, the apex of the world. Aval zeh tzarich hislamdus merubah. This requires enormous practice. Ad kan.